Governor Mike DeWine says he wants to hear from leaders in local communities who are working on the front lines in the battle against opioids as he develops plans to fight opioid abuse. Some came to a meeting in Columbus today. As he spoke at the beginning of the meeting, DeWine repeated the caution he issued earlier this month when he took office.
We will not see immediate results. We all want immediate results, and a lot of what we do in government, we can get pretty quick results. But probably the most important things we can do takes time.
But DeWine said when it comes to taking action to stem the opioid crisis facing Ohio, time is of the essence. He told the crowd he's in the process of developing a comprehensive program to treat addiction and mental health problems, as well as prevent them in the first place.
One of the things that we intend to do in this administration is really focus on prevention. And one of the ways we want to do prevention is directly in school, K through 12, every kid every year. No matter where they are, something that's age appropriate and something that's been proven to work.
Leaders from opioid prevention, education, and recovery groups throughout the state say whatever the state does, it needs to realize the problem does not respond to a one-size-fits-all approach. Judy Wortham Wood of Holmes County explained the Amish population in her community has special cultural needs that are not addressed in one-size-fits-all programs.
In one of our Amish trainings, we could not use any technology for a good reason, so we had to modify the training.
DeWine says he understands the need for programs to fit.
It's a balance of culturally sensitive, locally driven, applicable to the local community, but at the same time, try to have something that is evidence-based.
The last part is important because some of the things providers say are proving to be the most effective right now, things like peer-based support and sober housing, lack enough funding to make them available to many who could benefit. DeWine was not the only state leader who was interested in hearing what the local providers were saying. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder stood at the back of the room as the providers called for funding more evidence-based programs.
I think that's very refreshing. For those of us who are stewards of Ohio's tax dollars, it's refreshing to know that our partners at the local level are saying, hey, make us prove it. And I was really encouraged by that.
Householder says he agrees one size fits all is not a good approach. DeWine wants to use ideas from these meetings to develop a comprehensive prevention and treatment plan that could be funded in the upcoming two-year state budget. Householder and his fellow lawmakers will likely have plans of their own, too. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.